vibration becomes clear, the law of attraction will bring to you more thoughts that match. At this point, the vibration will not have much attraction power, but if you maintain your focus longer, the power of the vibration will become further reaching. And if you manage to stay purely focused upon any thought for as little as 68 seconds, the vibration is powerful enough that its manifestation begins. When you repeatedly return to a pure thought, maintaining it for at least 68 seconds, in a short period of time, hours in some cases or a few days in others, that thought becomes a dominant thought. And once you achieve a dominant thought, you will experience matching manifestations until you change it. Remember that the thoughts you think are equal to your point of attraction. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Your thoughts equal vibration, and that vibration is then answered by the law of attraction. As your vibration expands and becomes more powerful, it eventually becomes powerful enough for manifestation to occur. In other words, what you think, and therefore feel, and what manifests in your experience is always a vibrational match. Your uncontrolled thoughts are not to be feared. Once the law of attraction is understood and accepted, which usually does not take long since there is not a shred of evidence anywhere in your environment to refute it, many people will become initially uncomfortable with their own thoughts. Once they understand the power of attraction and they begin to examine the content of their own mind, they sometimes worry about the potential of what they may now be attracting through their uncontrolled thoughts. But there is no reason to worry about your thoughts, for they are not like a loaded gun that may wreak powerful and instantaneous destruction. For although the law of attraction is powerful, the basis of your experience is that of well-being, and even though your thoughts are magnetic and expand with your attention, you have plenty of time, as soon as you become aware of any negative feelings, to begin to choose other less resistant thoughts and thereby choose a more desired outcome. Remember, you can allow it or resist it in varying degrees, but the stream of well-being always flows. So, even a small effort made toward choosing a better feeling thought will net you obvious results. And once you have taken that step and you do find that better feeling thought, you have given yourself the conscious freedom to go from wherever you are on any topic to anywhere you want to be. Once you deliberately choose a thought and consciously feel the improvement in the way you feel, you have successfully utilized your own guidance system, and you can now be on your way to the freedom that you desire and deserve. For there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. Chapter 22. The Different Degrees of Your Emotional Guidance Scale. You might say that different emotions have different vibrational frequencies, but a more accurate way of saying it would be, your emotions are indicators of your vibrational frequency. When you remember that your emotions indicate your degree of alignment with source energy, and that the better you feel, the more you are allowing your alignment with the things you desire, then it is easier to understand how to respond to your emotion. Absolute alignment with your own source energy means that you know the following. You are free. You are powerful. You are good. You are love. You have value. You have purpose. All is well. Anytime that you are thinking thoughts that cause you to know your true nature, you are in alignment with who you really are. For this is the state of absolute alignment, and the way those thoughts feel is the ultimate emotion of connection. When you think in terms of a fuel gauge on a vehicle, this state of alignment would be the same as a full tank. In other words, imagine a gauge or scale with gradations or degrees which indicate the position of the fullest allowance of your connection with your source energy all the way to your emptiest, most resistant disallowance of your alignment with your source energy. A scale of your emotions should look something like this. 1. Joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation. 2. Passion. 3. Enthusiasm, eagerness, happiness. 4. positive expectation, belief. 5. Optimism. 6. Hopefulness. 7. Contentment. 8. Boredom. 9. Pessimism. 10. Frustration, irritation, impatience. 11. Overwhelmment. 12. Disappointment. 13. Doubt. 14. Worry. 15. Blame. 16. Discouragement. 17. Anger. 18. Revenge. 19. Hatred, rage. 20. Jealousy. 21. Insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. 22. Fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. Since the same words are often used to mean different things, and different words are often used to mean the same things, these word labels for your emotions are not absolutely accurate for every person who feels the emotion. In fact, giving word labels to the emotions could cause confusion and distract you from the real purpose of your emotional guidance scale. The real thing that matters most is that you consciously reach for a feeling that is improved. The word for the feeling is not important. An example of consciously moving up your emotional guidance scale. So, something has happened in your experience that makes you feel terrible. Nothing sounds good, nothing feels good, it seems as if you are suffocating and each thought is equally painful. The best word to describe your nearly constant state of emotion is one of depression. If you could throw yourself into taking some action, you might feel better. If you could put what is bothering you out of your mind altogether and focus upon your work, you could feel better. There are many thoughts that you could entertain that would free you from your depression. However, vibrationally, you do not have access to most of them right now. But if your intention is to find a thought, any thought, that feels better, and you are consciously aware of how that thought feels, you can begin to move up the emotional guidance scale immediately. It is really a process of thinking a thought, any thought, and then consciously evaluating whether the new thought gives you any feeling of relief from where you were before that thought. So you think and feel and think and feel with one intention only, to feel even the slightest bit of relief. Let us say that someone has said something that made you angry, or someone did not keep her word, and as you focus upon this angry topic, you notice that you do feel some relief from your depression. In other words, in the midst of this angry thought, you are no longer having any trouble breathing. The feeling of claustrophobia has lifted, and you do feel slightly better. Now, here is the crucial step in effectively utilizing your emotional guidance system. Stop, and consciously acknowledge that your chosen thought of anger does feel better than the suffocating depression that it replaced, and in the conscious recognition of your improved vibration, your feeling of powerlessness softens, and you are now on your way up the emotional guidance scale back to full connection with who you really are. Why would anyone want to discourage my better feeling anger? Often from a very resistant vibration such as depression or fear, you will have already instinctively, even unconsciously, discovered the pain-relieving thought of anger. But there are so many who have convinced you that your anger is inappropriate, but, of course, they are not inside of you, so they cannot feel the improvement that the angry thought really is, that they often counsel you against your anger, only to leave you back in your former state of depression. But when you consciously know that you have chosen an angry thought, and that it has brought you relief, then you can consciously know that you can move from the angry thought to a less resistant one, such as frustration, and then up the emotional guidance scale you go, right back into your full alignment. Why your slightest improvement is of such great value. When you are consciously aware of where you are, and you also know where you would like to be, and you have a means of understanding whether or not you are pointed in the direction of where you want to be, then nothing can keep you there. The seeming lack of control of your life experience is mostly because you do not realize in which direction you are headed. Without a conscious realization of your own emotions and what they mean, you often move away from where you really want to be. There are many words that are used to describe emotions, but there are really only two emotions. One feels good, the other feels bad. And every incremental place along the emotional scale only indicates degrees of allowance of the powerful, pure, positive source energy. The fullest state of connection, which feels like joy, love, appreciation, freedom, or knowledge, is really speaking to your own feeling of self-empowerment. And the fullest state of disconnection, which feels like despair, grief, fear, or depression, is really speaking to your own feeling of disempowerment. There is tremendous value when you are able to deliberately cause even the slightest improvement in the way you feel, for even in that small emotional improvement, you may have regained a measure of control. And even though you may have not fully exercised your control to bring yourself entirely back into full connection with your full power, you no longer feel powerless. And so your trek back up the emotional scale is now not only possible, but it is relatively easy. Only you know if choosing anger is appropriate for you. If a severely depressed person could consciously discover the relief of an angry thought and, more important, could consciously recognize that he has deliberately chosen the angry thought, he would immediately regain a sense of his own power, and his depression would lift. Now, of course, it is important he does not remain in his place of anger, but from that angry place, he now has access to the relieving thoughts of frustration. There are many who do not yet understand the vibrational content of emotions, or even what an emotion is, or its reason for being, who counsel with great forcefulness against the projection of anger. For most people do not enjoy being in the presence of someone who is angry, and most would selfishly prefer that the angry person return to their former state of powerless depression, because their depression is usually turned inward, while their anger is often thrust outward toward whoever is nearby. Someone outside of you does not know if your chosen thought of anger is an improvement for you. Only you know, by the relief that you feel, the appropriateness of any thought. Until you decide that you are going to guide yourself by the way you feel, you can make no steady progress towards your own desires. I'm doing my best to make the best of it. Those who are watching you might feel better if they understood that you have no intention of remaining in your state of anger. If they knew that your greater plan is to move through your anger and then through frustration, through overwhelmment, to optimism, to belief, and onward to your knowing that all is well, they might be more patient with where you are right now. There are many people who just naturally move from the powerless feeling of depression or fear into anger as a sort of self-surviving mechanism. But when they are met with so much disapproval from family members, friends, and counselors with respect to the inappropriateness of their anger, they return to the feeling of powerlessness, only to repeat the cycle again and again. From depression to anger, from depression to anger, from depression to anger. The key to regaining your wonderful feeling of personal empowerment and control is to decide right now, no matter how good or how bad you are feeling, that you are going to do your best to make the best of it. Reach for the best feeling thought that you have access to right now, and as you do that again and again, in a short period of time, you will find yourself in a very good feeling place. That is just the way it works. If I can get there emotionally, I can get anywhere. Right now, I'm going to find the best feeling thought that I can. I'm going to reach for more relief, more relief, more relief. Remember, rage gives you a feeling of relief from depression, grief, despair, fear, guilt, or powerlessness. Revenge gives you a feeling of relief from rage. Anger gives you a feeling of relief from revenge. Blame gives you a feeling of relief from anger. Overwhelmment gives you a feeling of relief from blame. Irritation gives you a feeling of relief from overwhelmment. Pessimism gives you a feeling of relief from irritation. Hopefulness gives you a feeling of relief from pessimism. Optimism gives you a feeling of relief from hopefulness. Positive expectation gives you a feeling of relief from optimism. Joy gives you a feeling of relief from positive expectation. In time and with practice, you will become very adept at understanding what your emotional guidance system is telling you. Once you make a determined decision to continually reach for the relief that an improved emotion brings, you will find yourself feeling good most of the time and allowing into your experience all the things you desire. Attention to how you are feeling is necessary in order to understand everything that is happening to you. How you feel, and the feeling of relief that you discover as you reach for better feeling thoughts, is your only true measurement of what you are attracting into your experience. But what about those who desire not to desire? We would describe the sensation of desire as the delicious awareness of new possibilities. Desire is a fresh, free feeling of anticipating wonderful expansion. The feeling of desire is truly the feeling of life flowing through you. But many people, while they are using the word desire, feel something quite different. Desire, for them, often feels like yearning, for while they are focused upon something that they want to experience or have, they are equally aware of its absence. And so, while they are using words of desire, they are offering a vibration of lack. They come to think that the feeling of desire is like wanting something that they do not have. But there is no feeling of lack in pure desire. So, if you will keep in mind that whenever you ask, it is always given, then each of your desires will now be pure, non-resistant desire. Many people desire things that they are not currently living fully, and in some cases they have desired them for a long period of time. And so they think about the thing they desire, and then they think about not having it. In time, they come to believe that the way they feel, as they think about what they want and realize they do not have it but cannot figure out how to get it, it is the way desire feels. But they are not in the state of pure desire. They are in the state of resisted desire. Often their vibration is more about the absence or lack of what they want than it is about what they want. Without even realizing what they are doing, they are holding themselves vibrationally apart from their own desires. So, in time, they come to believe that this sluggish, unfulfilled feeling of not getting what they want is really what desire feels like. There have been some who have said to us, "Abraham, I've been taught that it's not appropriate for me to have any desires. I've been taught that the state of desire will keep me from being the spiritual being that I'm supposed to be, and that my state of happiness depends upon my ability to release all desires." We reply, "But is not your state of happiness or your state of spirituality a desire? We are not here to guide you toward or away from any desire. It is our work to help you understand that you are the creator of your own experience and that your desires will naturally be born from your experience in this environment, in this body. It is our desire to assist you in coming into perfect alignment with Source so that you can then achieve the creation of your desires." We understand why some would suggest that if you would release your desire, you would feel better, because the negative emotion that you are feeling is due to the vibrational difference between your current vibration and the vibration of your desire. But releasing desire is the hard way to go about bringing yourself into alignment, because the entire universe is poised to help you give birth to yet another new desire. So, a much easier way to come into alignment with your source and therefore to feel better is to work on releasing your resistance. Does your desire feel like the next logical step? Your ability to imagine will help the next logical steps come to you faster. You can work the bugs out of it in your imagination. You do not have to build little things and bigger things. You can do it all in your mind. We are not talking about the next logical action step. We are talking about using your imagination until your big dream feels so familiar that the manifestation is the next logical step. For example, a mother and her adult daughter were contemplating purchasing a lovely home in a beautiful area and creating a wonderful bed and breakfast facility. The daughter said to her mother, "If only we could find a way to make this happen, it would make me happy for the rest of my life. If this could happen, I would make up for all the things that I wanted that didn't come to pass." we explained that the vibration of her desire was not yet in the pure place that it needed to be in order to allow this experience to manifest. When your desire feels so big that it feels unreachable, it is not on the verge of manifestation. When your desire feels to you like it is the next logical step, then it is on the verge of manifestation. Once you feel in control, you will enjoy it all. You can tell by the way you feel whether your vibration is in the place where you are allowing universal forces to deliver your desire to you now or not. With practice, you will know whether you are on the brink of manifestation or whether it's still in the becoming stages. But most important, once you are in control of the way you feel, you will enjoy it all. You will enjoy your exposure to the variety and contrast that helps you identify your desire, and you will enjoy the sensation of your own desire, which is being launched from your own valuable perspective and is flowing from you. You will enjoy the sensation of your conscious awareness when you are not a vibrational match to your own desire, and you will enjoy the sensation of deliberately bringing yourself back into vibrational alignment with your desire. You will feel relief as doubts slip away and as the secure feelings of well-being replace them. You will enjoy sensing things that are about to happen. You will enjoy seeing things beginning to fall into place, and you will adore witnessing the manifestations of your desires. You will revel in the conscious awareness that you have deliberately molded your desires into being in as real a way as if you had created a statue with the clay in your own hands. You will adore the sensations you feel as you align again and again with the fruits of your own experience. The entire universe exists to produce new life-giving desire within you. And when you go with the flow of your own desires, you will feel truly alive, and you will truly live. Part 2. Processes to help you achieve what you now remember. Introducing 22 proven processes that will improve your point of attraction. So now that you have made it this far into the book, you've been reminded of many things that you have always known. You now remember that you are an extension of source energy, and that you have come into your physical body, into this leading edge, time-space reality, for the purpose of joyously taking thought beyond that which it has been before. You now remember that you have a guidance system within you that helps you to know in every moment how much of that connection to that which is your source you are right now allowing. You now remember that the better you feel, the more you are in alignment with who you really are, and the worse you feel, the more you are disallowing that important connection. You now remember that there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. And you remember that if your dominant intention is to feel good, and that if you try to make the best of where you are, you must reach your natural state of joy. You now remember that you are free. In fact, you are so free that you could choose bondage, and that everything that comes to you is in response to the thoughts you are thinking. You now remember that whether you are thinking about your past, present, or future, you are offering a vibration that equals your point of attraction. You now remember that the law of attraction is always fair, and there is no injustice, for whatever is coming to you is doing so in response to the vibrations that you are offering due to the thoughts you are thinking. And most important, you now remember that well-being is the basis of your world, and that unless you are doing something that is disallowing it, then well-being is your experience. You may allow it or resist it, but only a stream of wellness, abundance, clarity, and all good things that you desire flows. And you now remember that there is no dark switch. There is no source of evil or source of sickness or lack. You may allow or you may resist well-being, but everything that happens to you is all your doing. Is there something I want to improve? If your current life is pleasing to you in every way, then you may have no reason to read further. However, if there is something about your life that you wish to improve, perhaps something missing that you would like to include, or something unwanted that you would like to release, the following processes will be of immense value to you. Your habit of resistant thought is the only thing that ever keeps you from allowing the things you desire. And although you certainly did not intentionally develop these resistant patterns of thought, you did pick them up along your physical trail, bit by bit and experience by experience. But one thing is clear. If you do not do something that causes a different vibrational offering, then nothing in your experience can change. The processes on the following pages have been designed to help you gradually release any patterns of resistance. And in the same way that you did not develop your resistant patterns all at once, you will not release them all at once, but you will release them. Process by process, game by game. We use the word game interchangeably with process. And day by day, you will gradually but steadily return to being a person who allows your own natural well-being to flow to you. Those who observe you will be amazed at the things they begin to see happening in your experience and at the joy that you will obviously be radiating, and you will explain with the confidence and certainty that you were born with, "I have found a way to allow the well-being to flow that is natural to me. I have learned to practice the art of allowing." A suggestion for utilizing these processes. So, it is with tremendous enthusiasm and powerful expectation that we offer the processes that will follow shortly. When you have time, we encourage you to read through each process without actually performing the action that is suggested. As you read through the processes, if they hold any immediate value for you, you will feel a strong impulse to perform them. You might earmark those that you feel enthusiasm toward. Then, when you have the time to perform the processes, begin with the one for which you felt the most enthusiasm. This is the best place for you to start. Actually, you could choose any process at random, perform it, and receive noticeable benefits from it, for every process in this book will assist you in releasing resistance and raising your vibration. However, the power of your desire and the degree of your current resistance does make certain processes of greater value to you right now than others. As you read through these processes and the examples of applications that are provided, you may recognize that something similar is happening in your own life, so you may benefit from applying the same process. However, because your own life offers a broad spectrum of experiences as well as a broad spectrum of emotions, there are no hard and fast rules about which specific process is best for you to apply to which specific experience right now. Let us remove the trees from our path. Some of the processes will assist you in focusing your desire more clearly, causing your point of attraction to be stronger. But if, for whatever reason, you are in the midst of offering a great deal of resistance, then a process that would cause you to summon even more energy could actually be counterproductive to you. Earlier we gave you the example of driving your car at 100 miles per hour and hitting a tree, which is a much bigger problem than driving your vehicle at 5 miles per hour and hitting a tree. Now, in our analogy, the speed of your vehicle equals the creative energy that you are summoning because of your desire, and the tree equals your contradictory thoughts or resistance. Often, people conclude that the only option that makes sense is to slow the vehicle down. But we are teachers who encourage removing the trees from your path. The processes we present in this book are designed to help you remove the resistance from your path, for there is nothing more delicious than moving at the speed of life that you are accustomed to, with no trees in the way. Let your emotions be your guide. You are, without exception, experiencing emotional responses to your life experience. And these emotions are your key to knowing which processes would be best for you to utilize right now. Generally speaking, the better you feel, the more the lower numbered processes will be of benefit for you, and the worse you feel, the more the higher numbered processes will be of benefit. The most important thing for you to acknowledge before you apply any of these processes is how you are feeling right now and how you would like to feel. At the beginning of each process, we have indicated an emotional range that we suggest for each one. Any of the processes that fall within the emotional range that you believe you are feeling right now is a perfect place to begin. Let us begin by improving the way we feel. Some of the processes are oriented towards specific life experiences, such as increasing your financial or physical well-being, but the majority of these processes can be successfully applied to any situation. It is our absolute promise to you that your life will improve with the application of these processes, for you cannot apply the process without improving the way you feel, and you cannot improve the way you feel without releasing resistance and thereby improving your point of attraction. And when you improve your point of attraction, the law of attraction